Chapter 39. The first day of real practice was a scorcher. They baked in the sun, and Ferry ended the practice session early when he saw that some of his players were starting to wobble on their feet. There would be a two-hour break before they would start again. Ferry reminded them that they had to shower, they had to drink a lot of fluids, but they should not try to gulp mass quantities down. When they got into the coach's office, Artie peeled off his outer shirt, revealing a mizuna that was made of a rubberized material that didn't breathe. He lifted it, and several ounces of gathered perspiration splashed down onto the floor. "That's disgusting, Artie," said Paul. Artie laughed. Ferry gave him a disapproving look. "Either do that outside or in the shower room." Artie pulled his shirt up over his head, and several more ounces of sweat splashed down onto the floor. Ferry raised his tone. "I'm not fucking around, Artie. Do that again, and I won't allow you back in here." Artie Ferris slunk away. Larry said, "Someone should tell Brother Ward about how disgusting that man is." The room grew silent. Larry Viola was actually saying that he was going to do it. They all understood that immediately. Steve Ferry said, "It won't be you. I'll speak to Artie. Housebreak him a little better. But coaches don't squeal on each other, Larry. That's a code. And nobody works better with the grunts up front than he does." Paul added, "Artie's all right. He just doesn't have any manners." "He lives in a cave," said Larry. Steve said, "Ron, this afternoon I want you to take the D-backs under those trees at the other end of the field and work the reaction to ball drill when we break off into groups." "Shorts and helmets," said Ron. "Yeah, I think so. It's just too damn hot. Paul, how's the wing?" "It's fine," said Paul. He rotated his arm up over his head and stretched it until he could touch the center of his back. "Did some throwing with the QBs in the ends. Do some throwing with the QBs in the ends. We're going to be running a lot of crossing patterns, and they have to learn how to lead the receiver and not telegraph where the ball is going." Paul nodded, but he knew it was probably beyond the quarterbacks that had to be doing this kind of work this soon. "I want you to set up the slap drill, Larry." "Wait, we can't run that one in shorts and helmets. Never mind. Let me think about it. We'll save that for tomorrow." "Whatever you want, coach." "I'm going to have the team report at 8 a.m. Maybe we should scrap the afternoon practice and try to do one long session that starts before it gets so miserable out." The coaches grinned. Steve Ferry could do whatever he wanted to do with their schedules, but this sounded like an unexpected afternoon off in the precious dwindling days before classes started. Artie was waddling back into the offices naked. "Put something on," shouted Ferry. "Anyone can come down here."